Hello?
Hello, is Frederick Muse there?
This is he.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not telling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just remember that your answers are fairly confidential. So, just to start, let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including printing, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Are you of Hispanic, Filipino, or Spanish origin?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And may I know your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also know your age?
No, I'm 36.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, next question. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's important, if it's not important for you at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
So the first issue is improving K through 12 education.
10.
10, thank you. Next issue, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
10.
Thank you. Next one, making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. And the next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Ooh, 10.
Thank you so much for your answer. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
Really, probably staying about the same, really.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Can you repeat that question?
Of course. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Worse. Thank you for your answer. And next one. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. I will read the options. The first one, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Next, vaping. Next, opiates and fentanyl. The next one, marijuana and other cannabis products. Next one, cigarettes. Next one, alcohol and ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
Probably meth and meth and fentanyl.
Okay, yes, thank you so much for your answer. Okay, next, I want you to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community? The options are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. The first product is oral nicotine pouches.
Oral nicotine what?
Oral nicotine pouches. Pouches.
Hmm. I'm not familiar at all with those.
Okay, thank you. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm very familiar with those.
Thank you. And the last product, heat not burn tobacco products.
What was that again?
Sure. It's one single word, heat not burn tobacco products.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Also, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful tobacco way, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Let me read the options for you. More education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, or cost of smoking has gone up.
Oh, wow. Just choose one of those?
Yes, that is correct. Just one.
Oh, I think all of those play a role, but I guess more advertising for, you know, smoke prevention and things like that.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, I would like to read two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first statement is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Now, the second statement is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches or prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives.
Hello?
Which one would you pick that you agree the most?
The second statement.
The second one. Thank you. Okay. Next question. Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? The probably answers are much more harmful somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, much less harmful?
Maybe somewhat less harmful.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you some statements people have made about smoking.
Hello.
5 minutes at somewhat agree and zero. Hello, can you hear me?
Well, I couldn't hear any of the statement you just said.
Oh, no, I was just given the instructions that, for example, the unread scale from 0 to 10.
Oh,
when
okay.
10 means...
Hello? Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.